Hello people, Rabbi Fine here from the Dadding Podcast. I'm just here by myself to add a postscript to our podcast. I think it's a really important point and a point that is brilliant for parents and also very impactful for children as well. The point is prayer. Rabbi Lawrence Kellerman released a book, a best-selling book called To Kindle a Soul. It's a beautiful book. It's excellently well-researched. Highly recommended, but of course we don't have any sponsors on the podcast and therefore other books and brands available. Rabbi Kellerman has three principles in this book. There's planting, there's building. Rabbi Banzak talked about that a couple of episodes ago. But the third component is prayer. That means praying for one's children. You're praying that they should be successful. We'll talk about that soon. Rabbi Kellerman's book was slated to be a bestseller, and he flies to America to release the book. His flight is actually delayed because it was, the release was actually delayed because it was supposed to be released around the time, around a certain time, it got delayed. He's flying to America. In the end, he released his book not long after 9/11. As he flies into America, of course, he sees all these signs everywhere, pray for America and God, pray, you know, help us and pray, a lot of reference to prayer. He's on his TV channel, he's doing an interview about his book, and he's been warned by his PR person, talk about planting and building, don't talk about prayer so much. Prayer may not resonate, it would look too much like a religious book, you don't want to do that. Anyway, the woman who is the interviewer, is on live TV, says, you know, interviews him about the book, then says, you know, Rabbi, I heard that there was another element of your book, and that is prayer. Is what's going on there? Rabbi Kellerman turns around to, you know, his PR person, who's kind of at the back of the studio, waving their hands furiously. No, don't mention it. You know, dumb it down. Rabbi Kellerman tells her the following, and I think it's so powerful. Remember the context, 9/11. He says to her, look, he says, you have kids, right? She did, of course. Rabbi Kellerman knew that. He says, are there any people in this world you don't want your kids to meet? And she says, yes, of course. And he says to her, do you have any way of guaranteeing that your kids will never be met, will never meet, or never be influenced by such people? And she looks at him and she says, no, I don't have any way of guaranteeing that. And he says to her very softly, well, then you'll be mad if you don't pray. What Rabbi Kellerman meant was very simple. Is we can be the best parents we can. We can do whatever we can. We can provide them with a nurturing upbringing, with love, with attention, with affection, with self-esteem. We can do everything that's right. But at the end of the day, not everything is in our control. When we give our kids over to school, so to speak, we drop them off in the morning, there can be a million things that go right and there can be a million things that go wrong. There could be another kid who's in a bad mood and decides, unfortunately, to pick on our child, to bully them. Our kid can feel overwhelmed by classwork. He or she can be distracted in the class. That they can, God forbid, fall over during lunch break. You know, they can hurt themselves. There are a million things that we just can't control. As parents, we have to realize that, of course, we give our kids space, but we can't control everything. Prayer is such an important component. It doesn't mean going to your synagogue and opening, you know, your book and saying the entire morning prayers. It means a heartfelt prayer to God. You know, please, God, may my kid have a great day in school today. Every day I say a psalm of Tehillim, it's eight verses or whatever, and I say my kids' names and I say to God, you know, let them have a successful day, let them be happy, let them have self-confidence, you know, let them be leading a joyous and meaningful life. The time to do this, you do it every day, it's great, it takes a minute or whatever, but the real time to do this is Friday night after you've lit your Shabbos candles. I know it's women who light the Shabbos candles, but okay, still, you know, you do it. You could say the prayer as well. Let your wife do it. And the crucial thing here, the reason why Friday night is so impactful, is do it in front of the kids. Let your kids see that you're praying for them. Let your kids see that you believe, A, in the power of prayer, B, that you are a loving parent and want to pray for your children, and see, this is a family thing. This is not something we hide away. This is something normal. This is something we do. We pray for our children. We daven, they should be well. Hashem should give them only good things. We should be successful parents, but they should also be successful and fulfilled and wonderful children. Everyone should have a lot of nachas, a lot of joy from their children. And that has been the addendum, the PS to the Dadding Podcast. This Dadding podcast was brought to you by Seed, providing life tools for Jewish families. For more information, for inspiration, for events, or just to get in touch, please visit our website www.seed.uk.net.